name is Kalina Bowler. I've worked for years in location management as part of Georgia's film and television industry. I help identify the perfect locations to shoot productions. On this podcast, we meet the people whose names you see when the credits roll. Sit back and relax for The Credits, a podcast from Georgia Public Broadcasting. On this show, we've heard from many different people who work in Georgia's film industry, but that industry has taken on a life of its own, offset. Case in point, film biz recycling. It's a prop, short for properties, house, on Savannah's west side. Film biz recycling began 11 years ago in Brooklyn. In 2016, it was handed over to Samita Wolf and her husband Andrew. They moved the business to Savannah the following year. It's a hub for items used on film and television sets. I dropped by to see all the stuff Film Biz Recycling offers and to visit Samita. Now, fair warning, we know it's loud. While I was there, so was a group of film students from Savannah College of Art and Design making a music video.
Action.
There was a ton of activity. But as we say, the show must go on, sometimes all at once.
This is a sign that came off of a movie I worked on in Toccoa, Georgia.
Inside the prop house, Samita shows me around. There's everything from clothing, lamps, and vintage radios.
And so, like I said, it's a mess.
She even points out a jukebox that looks familiar.
Oh, I've got a jukebox over here that came from New York. And that jukebox came off of a show in New York that was called Barry. And I guess it was like
President Obama's
like college years.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's been in probably like four productions here.
I also spot an old school desk that appears to be from the 19th century. It was actually used on the now canceled WGN America show Underground, filmed in Savannah. Oh, and there's more.
Set pieces that would go into a pharmacy or some sort of like store. But behind those are pallets of books that we got from dressing an old GNC at the Savannah Mall and making it into a bookstore. So we purchased all these books on that production. And what I've been doing with them is like filling all the little tiny free libraries in town. I've had prisons come and get some. Anybody in the community that needs books, I have the books.
And that's what makes this prop house different from others. What comes here doesn't just get reused on other sets. It's sold at discounted rates and even donated to schools, prisons, and other community organizations. On the flip side, not everything you see here is from a production.
This deep freezer right here is probably from like the 50s. This came from a home on Modena Island that was owned by the Roeblings. The Roeblings were the family of the engineer who developed the cable for suspension bridges. So Roebling Street in New York is named after this family.
Okay.
And this deep freezer came out of their house.
Oh my goodness. A sign of a really good prop house to me makes it feel like you're walking through time, almost like in a museum.
Oh yeah.
Because you have vintage radios that I'm looking at here, the furniture, the housewares, typewriters from the IBM to back to the 40s. And it's really amazing to see. Because then you're also getting inspired. Sometimes you can look at something and a story pops into your mind or an idea pops into your mind.
Correct.
Samita has experience working on film sets, helping to create stories. But there's an even deeper story she's trying to tell with Film Biz Recycling. It's this. Set pieces can have a new life after a production rather than ending up unused in a landfill. Standing outside, she told me about the change she hopes to make on a larger scale.
Film Biz Recycling is, at its core, an environmental organization. We just make sure that useful items can stay in use instead of going to the landfills. So, for instance, we just partnered up with The Act that wrapped here, the Hulu show.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They donated about 14,000 pounds worth of flats, paint, materials and stuff to FilmBiz, and we just, you know, we spread the wealth. If we can't use it, we find someone else that can. Mm-hmm. And so Savannah Technical College, their Georgia Film Academy program, took all that stuff. So they're going to build sets out of that material, and it won't be in the landfill.
Very nice. When you say flats, what do you mean? Because I hear that a lot. I know what it is.
Yeah. Flats are just the fake walls that that we build to make sets.
Gotcha. Okay. So when it comes to running a business that supports the film industry, actually, you're the very first vendor that we're talking to. Usually I talk with strictly crew members, people that only work on crews. Mm-hmm. But you guys have a business, an organization, mm-hmm. that services the industry. How, since you've worked in the industry and now you have this business, how does that translate for you? How did that translate for you? Was it easy to just say, oh, well, I've already understand what the needs are, and now I know what to do?
Mostly. I realized that that Savannah didn't have a prop house, and so it was, you know, kind of a no-brainer. I bought a house here in 07, so I was trying to get back. The film industry was bubbling and getting more and more busy here in Savannah. And so I was thinking that maybe a prop house would be a good idea. One of the last gigs I did in New York before I moved here was, I worked on The Americans as a set dresser.
Okay.
And, but I was in charge of the set deck warehouse for all the things that they used on the sets. So I had to organize and know where things were and catalog and all that kind of stuff. So that's whenever I decided that I excelled at that, so I could transfer those skills into an actual prop house.
Very cool.
Yeah. So it was, that sound we just heard was J-Dog Junk Removal and Hauling. They are a veteran-owned and operated junk removal service, and they're loading up their trucks.
Back inside, we see and hear members of J-Dog Junk Removal and Hauling cutting up metal to recycle. Before she joined the film industry, Samita was in the Navy. We talked about how her life has taken shape in Yollywood and what her long-term vision is for FilmBiz Recycling.
How important is it for you to being a vet and mm-hmm. being able to have this business as a vet and being able to service the artistic and crazy world of the film and television industry?
I'm not going to give you flowers about it. I joined the military out of necessity. I don't know. I don't want to get too dirty. My mom passed away. I hadn't started college. She was in the Navy. I figured that she would accept like me joining the Navy instead of going to school. And so I swore in and didn't tell a soul. Like, I didn't want anybody to talk me out of it.
Okay.
But I've never been someone that's like, oh God, this is like incriminating, but like super patriotic.
I understand.
You know, it was like, I wanted college to be paid for. I wanted, you know, some sort of stability. I wanted to see the world. And I, you know, gave them 5 years and then I got, you know, the free school out of it. And I have, you know, a house and things to show for it.
I'm noticing how driven you are and how you believe in your vision for FilmBiz Recycling, mm-hmm. and being able to give back to the community. And so many women, you know, you don't meet a lot of women, one, that are in high ranks generally, but not a lot of women who own businesses as well,
yeah.
who service the industry. But it seems like Georgia's, we're doing pretty good.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was on a crew. I did some day playing on this NBC pilot that's here right now this week, and there was tons of women, and at least in the art department, you know,
right,
and set dressing.
Yeah, it's always great to see.
Yeah, yeah.
So you have a vision for where FilmBiz Recycling will be in the future?
I sure do. I mean, eventually I would like for it to sustain itself, to be able to hire a crew, because right now it's just me. Mm-hmm. We've been open on Earth Day. It'll be 2 years. And I've just been able to draw like my first little bit of a paycheck from it, okay, and repay myself a loan that we gave to be able to, you know, get in this space. So that's been good. And but eventually I want to hire nonviolent offenders. I don't want to start. I'm start crying. I have people in my life that have. I'm sorry. That have gone to jail and just had a hard time like getting jobs afterwards. Yep. And so it's just really important for me to be able to do that.
To have a second chance.
Yeah.
You know, I feel you on that. I do. I think that's a wonderful and noble thing that you want to do.
Yeah.
And I know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to happen.
Yeah. It's just we'll incorporate all things I love, which is, you know, environmental sustainability, the film industry, and, you know, getting people jobs that need it.
Yeah. Oh, man. And you know what the funny thing is? Like, I think the majority of people have folks like that in their lives. They're good people.
Yeah.
Just got caught up in whatever. Some system just completely messed them over.
And fortunately, the person I'm talking about right now is, like, doing gangbusters right now. Mm. But it took him over a year of... like dealing with probation officers not being like, you know, very nice or understanding, and like not being able to keep a job because he doesn't have transportation to get to that job and stuff like that. And so now he's working at, I guess, at the sugar plant here in town, Dixie Crystals, maybe, or I should know this, but I'm not sure. But he's done really well for himself. He's got a car. He's got a car. Like he's doing really well, but that's basically been my son since he was like 14, whenever he knocked on my door to like mow my yard. So
that's a great story. Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, you clearly are a staple in the community here, and people know all about you. From when I was talking with folks yesterday, they're like, oh yeah, Film Business Recycling, I know them, or I've heard of them. And you know, I mean, that's a testament to you guys and the work that you're doing generally for everybody here.
Yeah.
So it's been really, really nice talking to you.
Thank you.
Is there anything in particular that you just want to say? You want to give shout outs to anybody? Do you want
What's up, Ray? he's not going to, maybe he'll listen to this. I want to give a shout out to our Savannah Film Commission. Like, without them, like, you know, this would not be happening. They have brought so many productions here and have, it's incredible. They're a great resource. And Katie Shuck is on my board. She's one of the location specialists at the film office. They're incredible. Like I direct spend in Chatham County, I think, was like $116 million last year.
Wow.
And I think the year before that, whenever the film office was connected with the city, I think it might have been like 16. So they've like, it's been insane. So it's a great thing for our community. I also would like to tell people that I didn't go to school for this. You can get into the film industry without having to go to film school. You just need to show up on time and work hard.
All those soft skills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think that as soon as we can get that message out to more people, it's just going to benefit our community, our film community, because we're lacking crew here in Savannah.
That's Samita Wolf. She and her husband, Andrew Wolf, run the Savannah-based prop house, Film Biz Recycling. And that's it for us today. Our show is produced by Sean Powers, and Don Smith is our editor. The theme music is by MBB. I'm Kalina Bowler. You can reach us and subscribe to our podcast for free at gpb.org/podcasts. If you have a moment, review and rate us on iTunes. We also want to hear from you. Is there anything filming in your community? You can reach us at thecredits@gpb.org. Until next time, see you after the movies.